When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Athletico Parsnips with me, Andrew Dawson. Imagine yourself finally being allowed a day pass to the Showbiz Centre. A long-held dream finally realised. You go along in your smartest clothes, order a cup of tea and take a seat near the billiards table. To your left, you see Lenny Henry. To your right, Madge from Neighbours. You feel as though you've finally arrived in the world of showbiz. And suddenly, a familiar figure barrels in, drunk and enjoying raucous laughter with Sid Little and Judy Finnegan. You're in me chair, you fat little nout. I can prove it's mine because I've got me hunk of bumper stuck under the seat. It is, sadly, of course, my co-host, Mr. Bob Mortimer. And that's coming a little bit short. Never mind.
Oh, Mr. Bubblegum, with your face like a dog's bum, you're a living nightmare, and you've got shite hair.
There we are. Hello, Bob.
Hey, shite hair. It is actually, isn't it, really? I'm just wondering whether it's even fair to call it hair.
It's just a kind of a wisp of nout, isn't it? Just dusted across the top of your head. I don't know.
A shitty detail.
It's quite brave, I think, and bold that you're kind of clinging onto it.
Is it maybe a pelmet? Is it a pelmet?
I don't even think it's that. It's, I don't know.
Not even that.
A lot of pop stars and rock stars, let's say, of advancing ages, whenever you see them on stage wearing a hat, you just know ball is a coot. You know, it's just a signal. And maybe if you were a pop star, then that's what you'd be doing as well. But no, you've chosen to
wearing a hat.
You've chosen to, you know, continue with what it is you've got there. And
I look good in a hat.
Do you?
Everybody says.
What kind of hat?
When I stride, if I go down Sainsbury's, because I'm a Sainsbury's man. Mm-hmm. It's a barrage. Nice hat. Oh, look, the fella looks good in that hat.
What, like a tricorn hat?
Hey, he's wearing that hat well. Whatever hat I wear, Andy. Honestly,
any kind of hat.
Yeah. The gentlemen and ladies at home won't be able to see your T-shirt, but it's a fucking disgrace.
What do you mean?
Well, it's off-white, but it was previously obviously white at one point.
Yeah.
It's creased up.
Yeah.
It's outlining your titties.
Yeah, well, I'm not going anywhere.
You know what
anywhere,
I mean? You look like a mental patient, honestly.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. It's a bank holiday Monday. I'm just going to be sitting in my garden, maybe.
Yeah, well, I have a bit of self-respect.
Your T-shirt. I'm looking at your T-shirt. What does it say there? I'm the maths moose. And it's got a moose on it, and he's holding a calculator, and there's loads of numbers flying around his head. And he's
You like it?
Is it horns that mooses have got on their
head? Horns, tusks. No, it's not tusks.
I don't know what they're called because they're more elaborate than horns, aren't they? Don't know. Let's call them horns. But that's
head details.
Well, anyway, that's what you.
Do you like
wearing
those videos that you occasionally see on wildlife where moose or walruses are really fighting and it all gets a bit bloody?
Yeah, when they fight,
do you like
when they fight with them horns? No, I find it unsettling. I don't like it. I wish they wouldn't do it. But they have to do it because it's the law of the jungle, isn't it? They've got to establish Who's in charge?
Priority. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I've established priority between us today by not wearing that fucking T-shirt like you.
Fine. Whatever.
John Cooper lockdown. He's sent me one of his, what does he call them? Poems.
Poems? Vignettes? Don't know.
Vignettes or whatever. Poems. So we should play it, all right, given that he's bothered. Here we go. I'm sat in me garden, surrounded by weeds. A black bag of dog dirt in one of the trees. I'm trying to roll up a cigarette, but me fingers are greasy from me Greg's breakfast baguette. I take a swig from my Polish beer. I wish that dog dirt would disappear. I grab a pole off the washing line and poke at the bag a couple of times. I've nearly dislodged it when the bottom falls out and spills its contents some into me mouth. I cough and splutter and fall to the ground, grab my fallen lager and get it downed. I'm locked down, Gary, how do you do? I once had a wife, but we broke up last June. That's lockdown. Lockdown,
that's,
Gary.
That's quite depressing.
Andrew Slaughter's, the restaurant's opened up to serve food outside in the backyard on the concreted area in front of Ron Craggs's camper van, yeah?
Yeah.
Not getting many customers in yet because of worries about cross contaminations, you know, between Ron's meat bins and the restaurant kitchen. So for the time being, Ron is doing the cooking in his camper van kitchen. I went second day it was open. As I was in there skulking at the back, but Adrian was in there, Adrian Lewis, the darts player, yeah, and Martin from Homes Under the Hammer sharing a table. Right. So I listened in. Let's do what happened. The waiter approached them, and off we go.
Good afternoon, you meaty heroes. Today is a set menu only, designed by the magnificent Rod Craggs and cooked on his methane-powered camper stove.
Oh, fuck. I cannot wait. It's been so long since I nourished myself at Craggsy's menagerie. Oh, me piss pipe is pulsing like a trumpeter's ear-hole. Oh, yes.
Cooking with methane, says Martin. A bit unusual, but I'm sure I'm going to like it. Now, the set menu. What's it all about, then? Come and tell me what it's all about. The set menu. What's it actually all about?
Is this your father, Mr. Lewis?
No, fuck no. It's Martin from Homes Under the Hammer.
Is it now? As if I give an actual flying fuck. For your starter, Ron has shallow fried a pint of maggots and topped them with a sauce made from his personal cheeses.
Oh, fuck, that has got me popping.
Sounds a little bit unusual.
Fuck off. For your main course, Ron is serving wind-dried ticky-tocky cloths with a side dish of halibut noses.
Oh, fuck. How does he dry the ticky-tocky cloths?
On the washing line in the camper van, Crazy.
Fuck off.
No, you fuck off, sir. Finally, for pudding, we have rice. A big bowl of fucking rice.
Oh, fuck, it all sounds delicious. Come on, let's get going.
I do like this place. Very much indeed. Could I ask, waiter, where's the little boy's room? Where is it located so I can know for my convenience?
A toilet will be available shortly, sir, in Mr. Craggs' camper van after he has removed the methane stove from off of the pot.
Well, at this point, Andy, I left because I honestly didn't want to go inside Craggsy's camper van. I'd rather it was just like left as a wonderful mystery, you know.
Yeah, understandable. Yeah.
Do you like a quiz, Andy?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, I think it's a good one. Give it a bit of thought, see if you can crack it, yeah? All right, it's called Boing Parp Trifle. You're already liking it, I imagine. Yeah. Peanuts! Parp Thwack Rice. Oh, yeah! Tinkle Parp. Eclair, give me just a little more time.
Time.
So, pricing, mm-hmm. most expensive to cheapest or vice versa, mm-hmm. and here are your items. Mm-hmm. I'm at Asda, by the way, Andy.
Okay.
Asda 2-pack raspberry trifles. 1 tin ambrosia rice. Mm-hmm. 2 Asda fresh cream chocolate eclairs. Come on, Andy. I'm gunning for you.
That's tough.
That's tough.
The trifles, I guess they're kind of individual portions, are they? Like small.
Yeah, two sort of standard yogurt size trifles, yeah.
So it's 2 trifles, 2 eclairs, and ambrosia cream rice. Oh, man, this is tough. I'm going to say the ambrosia cream rice is the cheapest. The most expensive is going to be the eclairs, and that means the trifles are in the middle.
Oh, well, you got one right, Andy.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The ambrosia rice is the cheapest at 75p.
Oh,
then the eclairs at 79p. And it is surprising, Andy, and I didn't do it to catch you out, but the 2 raspberry trifles are 90 pence.
Really?
And they're the one I'd like least.
I'm surprised that the eclairs being as cheap as they are, to be honest. I think that's a bargain.
I mean, half of those trifles is just air, isn't it? That sort of white, fluffy, creamy air stuff.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Well, yeah, I tried, and once again, I failed miserably. So all I can do is just try to move on. I've had... it's time for you to update your Memory Man credentials again.
Oh, Reggie,
slightly
of course,
different than usual. This is a request that's coming from WAM, which is the World Association of Memory Men. So this is global.
Oh, I know. I'm a bit scared of WAM, actually.
Yeah, this is a global question that you need to answer, but here we go. Can you remember, Memory Man, can you remember the name of the third choice USSR goalkeeper at the 1982 World Cup finals?
82, that's Spain, I think.
Yep. I'm not going to give you any clues. Sorry, I might have done that.
Third choice. Yes. Yes, I can, Andy. I can. Yeah.
Memory Man.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well done. I was a bit nervous there. I didn't think you were going to pull that off.
Me too. When WAM are on your back, I'm glad to have got that out of the way, I tell you.
Ramps up the tension, doesn't it? I'll submit that to WAM, and that's your credentials.
Thank you.
Updated now for 6 months, I think. We've got some questions that have come in from the Parsnippers, as usual. We've actually got some unidents to rate that they've sent in. We'll have a couple of them. Chris Gurrell says, unident or not unident, I opened my cupboard and a whisper bar fell out into a little tub I have in the kitchen. I was not aware the whisper was in the cupboard and I live alone. Is that a unident, do you think?
Hmm. It's certainly, I mean, it's an incident.
It's an incident. It's a mysterious incident, I think.
I'll tell you what's nice, Andy, is like when you... he was unaware he had his whisper and finding a forgotten treat.
Yeah.
You know, like that you didn't... is a real gift from heaven almost, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like it might be a toffee crisp.
It feels like, a gift from the gods almost. I'd like to know more about his little tub that he has in the kitchen.
Yes, is it on the floor, do you think?
I don't know. I think the little tub's maybe on the bench or something like that, but I want to know more about the little tub.
What was the tub used for?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, I think if the tub had a lid on, but the whisper somehow got in it, you'd have a unident, but I can't give it. Can you, Andy?
No, I can't give it. I'm sorry. The threshold's very high, to be fair, but I'm not giving that one. Here's a one from Rick Danger, which in itself is possibly a unident, a name like Rick Danger. He says, I was walking with my sister in the woods, moaning about England and how shite it is. We get to a short brick wall and she decides to walk along it. As we're trash-talking our country, she slips and whacks her thigh off the corner of the wall. The next day, she showed me her leg to reveal a large black bruise almost perfectly in the shape of England. Thoughts?
Andy, I'll grant it. An excellent and unusual incident.
Mm-hmm.
Well done to his wife.
I'm gonna give that one as well. It was his sister.
You're giving it?
Yeah, I'm giving it. Here's another one. Michael Routledge, possible unident. He says, as a child, I was walking home from my friends because the power had gone off. In my head, I wished I had the power to control electromagnetic energy and was trying to restore the power by closing my eyes tightly and imagining the power returning. First time I did it, the power came back on and the street lights. Am I an X-Man now? I don't know what that means. And then he says, for reference, I was 11. Do you give that as a unit then, Bob?
Andrew, it's a lovely memory, but all I think that is what would normally be called a coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I'm going to give it. It was the first time that he did it. If he's lying and he tried it a few times, then more shame on him. But I've got to give that. But
that's unexpected, but good for you. Hey, there was one from Andy Dragarsis.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I came across a single langoustine on the pavement with a single curled dog dirt balanced carefully on top of the langoustine. It was so deliberate, you know, like it had been placed on top. Is this a unident? It was majestic and beautiful, and I have a photo to prove. My instant reaction, Andrew, is to say, if the langoustine had been on top of the dog dirt...
Yeah.
I think I might have given it.
Yeah. How would it have got there, though? Do you think someone would have positioned it on top of the dog dirt?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what we've got here
or
is...
Or I'm thinking maybe the dog was doing its dirt, yeah? And as it snapped off the last bit, a langoustine popped out as well. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's unusual.
So it's pooped out the langoustine, do you think?
Yeah, but, you know, like, you know... Unfettered by any dog dirt, you know what I mean? I think we're getting a bit too detailed about dog dirt, but I like it. I liked reading the word langoustine.
Whatever the circumstances are, how it happened isn't really relevant, but I think the fact that it's there, I'd give that a unident. Yeah, definitely.
Seafood and shit, you know, that's unusual.
Yeah.
Unless you're eating at Roker Park, you know what I mean?
Very good.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Oh, Andy, we've got we've got Roy Hodgson joining us on the line now. Hello, Roy.
Hello, yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, Roy, yeah, we can hear you fine. Thanks for coming on. How are you feeling? Just, what, a few days after leaving Crystal Palace?
I'm not going to lie. It hit me very hard. My days are pretty empty now. I'll get out of bed late. I'll just wander around the house, searching for some kind of meaning.
Oh, Roy, I'm sorry. Really sorry to hear that.
My wife says I should maybe go and see some kind of counsellor. Help me process this huge life change, but I don't even think I've got the energy to do that.
Oh, dear, that's really sad, Roy. I hope things get better soon.
Of course they will, you fucking prat. I'll pull on your leg. Oh, I've never been happier. Been in a day job means I can now devote all my time to Woolworth.
To what?
Woolworth.
Oh, Warhammer. Yeah,
bleeding
Warhammer.
Idiot. What do you think I was saying?
Well, I'm sorry. Sorry, Roy.
Oh, look at the facts and you'll see that I have pulled an absolute fucking masterstroke. I've been planning this for years. Look at the players who were out of contract at Palace this summer. Christian Benteke, Andros Townsend,
Jeffrey Slop. They're all that freak to join me in my new pro-war adventure.
Pro? Ooh, how will that work then?
Oh, I've saved all my money up. I've acquired a piece of land next to the Sellers Park car park. Whereupon, myself, Biteke, Townsend and Slop will put on a Warhammer festival every Saturday afternoon. The Palace fans will stop in their tracks and flock to my alternative Warhammer offering. I've got to grind that two-bob football club into fucking dirt.
Well, language. It sounds very ambitious. And you've got those players signed up for this, have you?
Well, no. Well, you can't mention it. I haven't had that conversation with any of them. I just assumed they'd be up for it, seeing as how they've enjoyed playing Warhammer with me so much over the years.
I wonder if they have. You should probably get that confirmed with them, I reckon.
Nah, that'll be fine. I'll just ring them up a day or two before. Right, I've got to go, because I'm getting a new Space Marine captain delivered today. He's got a master-crafted heavy bolt rifle. Sweet as a nut.
OK, then, Roy. See ya.
Bye-bye. Toodaloo. Warhammer. Warhammer.
Warhammer. See you, Roy. Nice to write. I mean, he obviously finds a lot of comfort in Warhammer, a retired fella, so it's an unusual pairing, isn't it? Him and Benteke.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
You know, opposites attract sometimes.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I suppose. Incredibly, I've managed to get a script for the next episode of Geordie Heat on Netflix. So, shall I read that one out for you, Andy? It's interesting,
isn't
it?
Please do, Robert, yes.
Starts with PC Denise Welsh answering the phone in the incident room.
Okay.
Geordie Heat. Hot Geordie streets. Crime on the Tyne. How we're the squad. Geordie Heat.
Hello, you're through to Geordie Heat. Fighting crime on the Tyne without any bother. How may I help you today?
Oh, God, not you.
Sorry, what was that, sir?
No, nothing. I was just talking to me pet wood. I was talking to my pet woodpecker. He was pecking at me pork pie.
Okay, sir. Can I take your name, please?
It's me, Mr. Sting, from the massive house on the massive estate with the massive walls.
Oh, hello, Mr. Sting. Now, what can we do for you?
I can't find my favourite vest, and Trudy is out in a powerful sports car, and I don't know what to do. You need to send some coppers round. Find my vest, or I swear I will set fire to something. Maybe the stable block. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Now, calm down, Mr. Sting. Have you had a good look for it?
No, I'm too upset.
Well, how long do you think Trudy will be out in her car?
It's my car, actually.
OK, pet. In your car.
I just don't know. She went out to get some Brillo pads, but they're not that easy to get hold of these days, you know. Same as Ajax and Vim. She might be ours, and I'm sat here without me rest, looking like shit.
Now, have you looked in the washing machine and ironing piles, Mr. Sting?
We don't do washing and ironing. We just throw stuff out when it's dirty, or we shoot it.
OK, then. Do you remember where you last saw your vest?
Yes, I do.
OK. And where was it, pet?
It was on the floor next to the crab sculpture in me loot room.
Are you able to get to your loot room now, Mr. Sting?
Yes, I'm going there now. Please stay on the line.
Aye, I'm still here, pet. Now, you're very brave. You're doing really well.
I'm at the door now. Shall I open it, or is that too risky?
Open it slowly, Mr. Sting. Now, you're doing great.
I'm in! I can see me vest. No thanks to you, though. I had to do it all myself, as usual. You should change your name from Geordie Squad to Geordie Todd. Thanks for nothing. Goodbye.
D.I. Steve Bruce enters the incident room. Who was that you were talking to? Oh, it was just Daft Mr. Sting from the Massive Hoose. He's harmless, really. You look lovely tonight, Denise. I brought some garlic pie and pickled onions with me. Do you fancy a little office picnic? Oh, why, aye, Steve. People might think you're trying to make a move on me. Aye, maybe I am. Steve takes a pickled onion out of its kitchen paper and slowly places it into Denise's mouth. Ooh, just how I like them, big and juicy and tart. Wait till you try it with some of the pie, Denise. Steve puts a chunk of pie in his mouth and then moves in to kiss Denise. Just as their lips are about to meet, in walks PC Carol Beardsley.
Oh, what the fuck is going on in here?
Stinging it.
Yeah, quite similar.
What the fuck is going on in here then? Are you trying it on with the boss? He's mad and everybody fucking knows it. If I catch you getting a flirt on again, I'll donkey kick you so hard in your kidneys. Your kidneys will turn to angel fucking delight. Now, boss, will you come with me? I think we need to do a stock check in the stationery room. Hurry up, mind. I'm very, very fucking clammy.
Aye, okay, Carol. Just coming. Bruce leaves the incident room with Carol and Denise spits out the onion and gets stuck into the gala pie.
Geordie Heat.
That's it.
Lovely stuff.
Maybe a bit of love interest there, Andy, a bit of shenanigans.
Yeah, hopefully that'll develop over the next few episodes. Have you had your second jab now? Are you jabbed up and all that?
Yeah.
I got mine, the second one the other day, so that means this podcast is now officially vaccinated in full.
Vaccinated podcast.
That's good. I think we get a sticker for that. But it was dead stressful the other day when I went for mine. I don't like getting injections at the best of time, but it was stressful. I had a nice nurse and she was dead chatty and friendly. And I thought, this is good. She's putting me at ease sort of thing. She was just about to put the injection in my arm. And then someone came to the door and said there was an urgent call for her. So she had to go off. So I'm sat there with my sleeve up, not knowing what's going on. I waited about 5 minutes. Now it happened. And then this other fella came in with the mask on and everything. He was going to do it. So he sits down, pulls down his mask, right?
Yeah.
And he says, seen you.
Oh, it's Corbyn.
Jeremy Corbyn, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Jeremy Corbyn. Oh, I thought, Christ alive. He says, I've seen you there, laddie, thinking you're it because you don't want to die of the virus. I says, yeah, that's right, Jeremy. I'd prefer not to die of the deadly virus. That's, you know, is that a problem for you? He says, what's your best efficacy? I says, what? Efficacy? Do you mean...
Oh, efficacy.
Do you mean efficacy, Jeremy? He says, no, it's efficacy. Go on, ask me mine. Ask me my best efficacy. I says, all right, what's your best efficacy, Jeremy Corbyn? He says, 663. I says, I don't think it can be 663 because it's kind of a percentage. And by definition, the highest is 100. And I think this one, the AstraZeneca, is about 85 to 90% efficacy, efficacy, whatever it is. And he says, 663, bosh! And then he gets these fucking needle out and he says, I've diluted this one to reduce all the 5G that Bill Gates has put into it. Sticks it in my arm, jammed it in, twisted it.
Fuck.
After he jammed it in, I went, ow! He says, shit happens! But I still got his mask down at this point, you know, which I don't think is the right thing to do. But then he gave us a toffee crisp afterwards. So, you know, I just went home. And I haven't had any side effects or anything as yet, so all good.
All good. Shem, so I hope you're going to be covered having the diluted version.
Well, who knows?
It'll give you a boost, won't it? Yeah. I was Pfizer.
Are you Pfizer? Right.
Yeah.
Is that the old man's one?
I think it's... I think they're giving it to the kids, aren't they?
Are they?
No, they're giving... Pfizer's for the kids, I think.
They're not giving Johnson & Johnson to the kids, aren't they? Because it's like the same as... baby oil and all that. It's made from...
I think it's like talcum powder.
I don't follow the news much.
Okay then, Andy, is that enough? I think that's enough.
That's it. Thanks again, as always, to the Parsnippers for indulging us and sending questions in.
Thank you,
all
Parsnippers.
That. And we'll be back with more at some point in the future. Thank you. Goodbye.
See ya.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.